Well, hey there, and welcome back to Radio Fishin'. Your host, Fishin' Frank. Yes, that's me. As they say, yes, Virginia, there is a Fishin' Frank, and I am he. And we got another episode of Radio Fishin' here, and we got Captain Josh Greer. He's fresh off the water today. Went out, did a charter. Morning, Captain Josh.
Going on, Frank?
Afternoon, Captain Job. Almost evening, I think. Yeah. You know, we've got a, you know, I think this is, yeah, see, even the audience is laughing at me today, you know. But, so you did a charter today.
I did. Started off this morning at 10 o'clock because of the tide and the cool weather.
And there's no reason to be out that early at this time of year.
No, absolutely. This time of year, if it's cold out, I don't start fishing until 9 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can go out fishing in...
You're just wasting time. You're fishing. You're not going to be catching.
Right. If you want to go catching, you got to give 8, 9, 10 o'clock right. Before the fish... Just like me, I don't do well till that sun's up. I get a little raise on exactly. Me and start feeling better. So anyway, you went down, trailered down to Placida.
That's correct.
To do them.
Yep.
And put in at Placida. What was the target fish of the day?
Well, we were kind of meat hunting. We wanted... they wanted some fish for the table. So I decided with being very low tide this morning, not a lot, the high tide wasn't going to be real high, windy, cold, I decided to stick to fishing docks and canals and stuff out that way.
And so?
Sheep's head, black drum, mangrove snapper, few flounder.
These are the target fish.
Yep.
What was the reality?
We actually did pretty good.
Yeah?
We kept sheep's head, black drum, snapper.
Gotta tell you, they love you, Josh. They just love you, buddy. So, what was the, you got sheep head, black drum.
Yep, and some mangrove snapper. The bite wasn't on fire, but it was pretty steady. We did pretty good.
And so... I heard you were talking about, you came back. I know you did well because we were walking out front. And as usual, I just grabbed the guy and said, come on, we got to do a radio show. Right. You said you were trying an electric flay knife.
I did. Used electric flay knife for the first time today. My customers gave it to me as a Christmas present because they got tired of hearing me cuss cleaning sheep's head.
I got to tell you, tasty little fish, but I'm not sure. That's a lot of work for that meat. It really is. And bleeding fingers, bleeding.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah, you can't tell if you're bleeding more or the fish is when you're cleaning it.
So, because the spikes, even the scales are sharp.
Yeah, everything on them pokes you, cuts you, sticks you. They're evil little jokers.
So, anyway, with the electric knife, you will just go down and.
Yep, it was real easy. Just cut straight down behind the gills, then lap his side off.
Now, did you use the electric knife to take the meat off the skin?
I did.
How'd that work? I've never been able to do it well. I have to go back to my charade.
Yeah, it worked. It didn't work as good as my regular fillet knife, but it did. It worked fine. I didn't waste a lot of meat.
I mean, I like the electric knife for going through the ribs because it makes cleaning sheep heads so easy. But once I get the slab off, I take my Uncle Henry and I just take that meat right off the skin. To me, I'm used to a blade that doesn't move around.
Exactly. That was my biggest issue. And like I was saying earlier, the cleaning the black drum with the electric fillet knife, I don't know if it was any easier or any faster. I could have probably done just as good with my old Dexter Russell knife. But that's me. I mean, I'm.
But you know, you're like me. We're used to using standard fillet knives because most of the filleting that you end up doing is on the boat at the end of the day.
Right, that's where I do mine at.
And so, you know, we don't have electric knives to be able to do this with. So you just sit there and you slice and dice with your. I have a Dexter Russell that I use for my heavy cuts, and then I have my charade cutlery for my nice cuts.
Right.
And so I'm with you, but that black drum, how big did you catch more than one today?
We did. I think we kept a 18-incher and a couple in the mid-20s there.
And that's a lot of meat on itself.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet you I've had 8 people come in the last week commenting on how great these drum taste.
Well, funny story there is, last week, same customers... We caught some black drum, and they kept them there like, oh, you know, we caught real big black drum before, and I told them they were no good, you know, throw them back. But we caught some of those perfect, you know, 18, 24-inch fish. And
they have to be 14 inches to be legal, right. And you're only allowed one over 24 per person.
Right. And we kept them, and they kind of looked at me funny. I was like, trust me, they're good eating. I said, they're as good or better than those redfish that we always keep, you know.
Oh, I'd say easy better than a redfish.
This morning, as soon as they got on the boat, their request was, let's go catch some more black drum, because that was better than every redfish I've ever ate.
Yeah, I agree with them 100%. You know, but I'm so old that I remember when redfish was a trash fish, when it was a saltwater carp and nobody would keep it. It was considered garbage.
I'm not old, and the way I was raised, my dad to this day will not put a redfish in his boat.
No.
If he does, the only thing he uses it for is fish dip.
Yeah, I mean,
they're junk.
Yeah, they were garbage fish, right. And things change. It's just like one day before long, enough people start flinging sail cats at their dock and taking them in and eating them. Yeah. They're in a few states already. They're considered game fish. Right. And obviously not in Florida yet, but things change. And
right.
Black drum have a bad reputation with great meat.
Yep.
It's real firm. It's big, flaky meat.
Yeah, it has the texture of like a redfish with that big, flaky meat, but it doesn't have near the fishy taste. It doesn't have near the blood in them that a redfish does.
No, it's got the fish flavor without the fishy taste.
Right, exactly.
And you don't need to use all the heavy spices. You can use light spices. The nice part about a black drum is you can marinate it like you would chicken or steak.
Right.
Same marinades work on black drum. It's so solid. The marinades get into it real nice and make it tasty.
You just don't want one of those big boys.
Well, I don't mind the big boys at this time of year.
Right.
As long as that water's around 60 degrees, they're good.
Right.
But if it's 80 degree water, I'm not keeping one of them big ones.
No.
No, that's disgusting. They're too wormy and yeah, it's no good. But when the water's around 60, actually pretty good, because the flavor doesn't degrade as they get bigger, by the way.
Right.
It's just like with snook. I like big snook, 40-inch, 44-inch snook. I think the flavor's way better than on the little ones.
Right.
And I've always contended the only people who think little snook tastes better than big snook are the people who catch little snook.
Right. You
know? I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. But you caught sheephead. You got a bunch of those.
Yep.
And
nice sheephead, too. Good size ones.
Now, everybody I'm talking to, because I was predicting a decent season, but not a great year on sheephead. Not one of those where you go out and catch, you know, 50 fish in a trip. But you're gonna, do they seem bigger this year?
They seem bigger. The numbers aren't there, but the size is better.
That's exactly what. Yes, thank you. I predicted it. I was going, you know, I knew what I was doing. And I got to tell you, you know, this is just the way it goes. Yes. See, thank you, audience. Thank you. Okay, everybody, sit down, sit down. Thank you. But it's a few-year pattern.
And yeah, I'm not last saying year was not very good at all, for at least for me, for sheephead.
And next year is going to be a great year on sheephead. Now, what I've noticed is over the cycling of the years, when you have a super great year and everybody's catching big numbers of sheephead and all this, well, it dwindles the numbers down.
Oh,
there's
absolutely
not as many that spawned.
Right.
So the following year, it's pretty poor. And then it builds up to another great year. And about every 3 to 4 years, we have a spectacular year on sheephead. We're in that middle season this year.
Yeah, about 3 years ago is ridiculously good for sheephead.
And we're going to have probably next year was going to be a phenomenal year, because this year, a lot of sheep, not a lot, but good numbers of sheephead, but big fish.
Yep.
They're spawning. There's a lot of them going to spawn.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't catch a lot of sheephead today, but I'd say we probably only let go 3 or 4. So, and we kept the rest. You know, they were bigger fish, you know.
Good eaters.
Yeah, and I won't keep a sheephead unless he's over about 14, 15 inches, because it's just not worth it.
Yeah, it's so big head, big shoulders. You get, it's like a redfish. You know, if you took a 27-inch snook and a 27-inch redfish, the snook has twice the meat on it that redfish does, without even a doubt. But not that we're knocking redfish. I like redfish, and I have a recipe that I got to find and get on the website, because it's spectacular on redfish. I mean, it's the best I've ever had, and I can't find the darn thing. It's on a piece of paper. But anyway, so what besides the black drum sheephead did you get into? Any trout today?
A few small trout. We really weren't looking for the trout. You know, we caught a few by accident on those docks. Caught a couple small flounder. A lot of Jack Crevel for some reason.
Year for jacks.
I mean,
great year for
absolutely.
Jacks.
Absolutely. Even my customers today said, man, we haven't seen this many jacks since before the big ugly freeze, was it 4 years ago?
Right.
I think they're actually finally starting to make a good comeback.
Well, I don't think the freeze had anything to do with that, but the price of jacks commercially was very high for a while.
Right.
And the smaller the jack, the bigger the price it gets. I mean, they can get up a couple bucks a pound commercial catch for them, and people don't realize that they're considered a delicacy in a lot of areas. My number one favorite smoked fish out of any smoked fish ever is Jack Revelle. I would eat smoked jack over smoked marlin, smoked anything. Jack right. Revelle's better. It's more uniform, and it doesn't have the real strong bloodline stuff, so right. it's a very easy flavor all the way through.
They make very good fish dip. I use them for fish dip a lot.
But that's smoked.
Smoked fish dip, right.
Yeah, no, it works out. So jacks, you got a couple little trout, some sheephead, some black drum. Anything else exciting?
Nothing
going?
Else really crazy. I think caught a lizard fish. But other than that was it.
Great grouper bait.
Oh yeah.
Great grouper bait. Over the course of the next few years, we're going to be experimenting, like tasting a lot of these crazy fish,
yeah.
see what they're like. But Captain Josh Greer, he does charters. He also does instructional charters on people's boats, and he's also a hunting guide. And you do crazy stuff, like you go duck hunting, hog hunting, but not so much hog
right.
mostly duck hunting and
a lot
bird
of duck hunting.
Hunting
and
peacock bass, you'll take
peacock
people down.
Bass,
it's a little
I'm
on the expensive
side. I'm kind of that guy
side.
that does everything, a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. And you actually do most of it pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So, but if you want to go duck hunting, if you want to go out catch peacock bass, if you want to go do the inshore stuff, snook, redfish, you know, all that kind of stuff. Josh is a great captain. He's been with us a long time.
Thank you.
Having his Pepsi and Tasty Cake today in memory
yep.
of Captain Angel.
Gotta yep. do it. And, only eat that crap one time a year, but
I don't know how I don't know how he did it yeah. on that. So, but anyway, I guess the interview question would have been, what would you do and where would you go? And you would go to the docks on around Gasparilla
Absolutely.
Island and fish sheephead.
Yep.
What bait?
I use cut up pieces of shrimp. I'll usually pinch like a choice or a regular size shrimp in half on a little number one short shank VMC hook and a little like a number five split shot. That's simple.
And just pitch them underneath the dock?
Yep. As close as you can.
Try and get as close to the seawall you can yep. under the dock. So
yep.
no lifting the rod up. You got to,
nope.
like you're skipping a stone,
exactly.
sweep it right along the surface, no lift. Get it back under the back of the dock, wait
yep.
for a bit.
And what I found the day was I kind of blew in a little close to some of these docks, but it didn't seem to matter. You could almost tie up to them. I mean, you can't tie up the people's docks, but you almost could. They didn't mind it. I mean, we were almost catching fish straight underneath the boat.
Well, that's the great part about sheephead and black drum. They're not excessively spooky once they, you know, get in the
right.
idea to eat. They're looking for food, and I don't know why they don't freak out the way a lot of fish do.
I don't know. I also found today another little trick. If you get, you know, 6 or 8 shrimp and pinch them up, kind of smash them up and throw them up underneath the dock before you start fishing, seems to really kind of chum them up, if you will. You know, it gets them going.
Absolutely. I always tell people, if you're using frozen shrimp, leave the head on.
Oh, yeah.
Until the head falls off on its own, because all the brains and the guts and everything
it's
else.
It's the smell.
That's where the smell of that shrimp is concentrated. And you're going to catch more fish by leaving the head on. Once the head falls off, I peel the shell back and expose that soft meat.
Right.
But now you and I are right on the exact same page with that. But I'm hearing the music playing in the background. Means we're running out of time here. And Captain Josh Greer, just click the picture next to this radio program, and it will take you to Josh's information and everything else about him. And you can hire Josh to do all kinds of stuff. Whether you want to go, what do you call it, cast and blast?
Cast and blast, yep.
I love the cast and blast. You can go out, do a little fishing, a little duck hunting, all in the same trip.
Yep, good times.
Well, we'll see you on the next Radio Fishing.